call to order the Planning Commission meeting Tuesday, June 28, 2016, at the Community Recreation Center, Cedar Hills. Start off with our public comment period. It looks like we have one person signed up, Scott Beeson. Want to come up and state? State your name and address, if you would.
Scott Beeson. I live at 9430 Avenue Drive.
Okay.
My property was one that was affected with the zoning change last summer from R120 to R115. Access requirements were a question that I had. The old access requirements for R120 included both flag lots and common drive projects. And in speaking with Chandler, it sounds like those will carry over to the R115 access requirements in the code.
I think that's what we're going to discuss tonight.
Okay, and that would be, that's the reason I'm here, is just to, I've got just shy of 2 acres, so a flag lot in itself wouldn't accomplish what a common drive would if down the road development were an option for me. So if the common drive stays as part of the access requirement code, then that will allow development in the future if it's desired. So that's, but yeah, if that's what you're discussing, that's, I'll just sit back and all right. And listen, thank you. Well,
thanks for coming. Okay. Public hearing. First public hearing is amendments to the city code, Title 10, Chapter 4, Article B5, access requirements to include flag lot developments as permitted use in the R15,000 zone. I guess we don't have anybody to comment on that. So to close that public hearing and open the second one. Amendments to City Code Title 10, Chapter 5, related to development and setbacks. Again, we'll close that one and move on to scheduled item. Approval of minutes from the April 26, 2016 Special Planning Commission meeting. Anybody have any comments on the minutes? A motion?
I move that we approve the minutes for the April 26, 2016 Special Planning Commission meeting.
Second.
Do we need to recognize,
are you recognize voting members?
You are.
Yeah. Steve is?
Steve is, yeah. Just wanted to recognize Jared as a voting member.
Jared, we're going to recognize,
what's your last name, Jared?
Yep, Anderson.
Anderson. Recognize Jared Anderson as a voting member tonight?
Yeah, I believe so.
Are you? I thought you got bumped up when.
Recognize him just as the minutes.
Okay,
case.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Steve Thomas is a voting member also, okay. If necessary. Okay, so we've got a motion.
Got a motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Next item. Review recommendation on amendments to the City Code, Title 10, Chapter 4, Article B5. Chandler, you're up.
So real quick, you remember last year we moved some homes that were on Canyon Road from the RR120,000 zone to the R115,000 zone. The reason we did this was because most of those lots along Canyon Road are about a third of an acre, and so they were formerly annexed from the county, typically, or annexed, boundary adjusted in from Pleasant Grove, and they were just automatically, by the default, put into the RR120,000 zone. And they were just legal non-conforming lots of record. So they, even though they were in the half-acre zone, a lot of them were only about a third of an acre. What we did was we moved a lot of these homes into the R115,000 zone, which is about the single-family residential third-acre zone. And for those of you that were on the Planning Commission at the time, the big concern that residents expressed was their ability to maintain their large animal rights. If you drive down Canyon Road, you'll see lots of horse properties. Mr. Beeson has a horse property, I believe.
I do. I don't have any animals.
But it is one of those horse properties that could be used. There's a few of them down there. But there are a few lots there that are quite large. There's 2-acre lots, a few of them, some acre lots. And formerly, in their old zone, they had the ability to develop flag lots, and they had the ability to develop common drive projects if they met the zoning requirements and of the underlying zone. So What we're proposing to do is to change the access requirements to give back those zoning rights, the ability to do flag lots and the ability to do common drive projects back into the R115,000 zone. The only homes that are affected are the ones that were formerly in the R120,000 zone that used to have that right. There's no homes that would get that right that didn't have it previously. So with that being said, are there any questions from the planning commission?
How would that, because of their, of the lot size?
Yeah. So not everyone would be able to develop a flag lot, obviously. If you have a third acre, you can't do a flag lot. But if you have an acre, like we have tonight, a proposal from Mr. Emelson. He lives down there on Canyon Road. If they meet the underlying zone requirements, then they could possibly do a flag lot. But this isn't something that just anyone can do because it's permitted. It's, you still have to meet all the zoning requirements. So
you're recommending the addition of the Section B?
Yeah. And... Jeff, you had some language I think you should share. I think this is a good time as ever.
Yeah, and I typed this up so I can give it to you. Instead of just adding, instead of relettering what's already in the code as A and then adding B, I thought the first sentence was really part of both what would be A and B, and I'll just read this real quick. So the access requirements for 10-4B-5 would read, each lot shall abut upon and have direct access to a city street. The distance of said abutting side shall be not less than the minimum width requirement of the zone, except that the length of the abutting side may not or may be reduced to not less than 60 feet when, A, the lot fronts on a cul-de-sac, and that language is already in there, or B, the lot has been approved as a flag lot project in accordance with provisions of Section 10.5.12, or as a lot served by a common drive project in accordance with the provisions. And basically, that's the language that was in the RR120,000. We're just taking that language and grafting it in,
yeah,
to, which is what you were doing.
I actually like that idea. I think because there's two exceptions there. It's right. Exceptions for cul-de-sacs and then also exceptions for flag lots slash common drive projects, which the accesses are very similar in both,
and
both
the,
those.
And the section on the curve in a designated city street, lot lines radiate in such a manner, that stays in too.
Yeah, that would stay in under A.
So A would be the cul-de-sac and the curve language, and then the new language would be inserted after that.
Yeah, B would stay B, but that first paragraph would be split in two. So I thought that was a good recommendation.
Because even for a... I just gave away my paper. But, I mean, essentially what we're talking about is how the lot has to front onto a city street.
Right.
And then it has to be 60 feet in width. Let's see. But it may be reduced. Now let's make sure this says the right thing. May be reduced to not less than 60 feet when the lot has been approved as a flag lot. I don't think that's correct.
I think it needs to say maybe. Do you have a not in there except that the length of the abutting seat may be reduced? The not less than 60 feet needs to change because the not less than 60
right.
feet is with the cul-de-sac. So that needs to stay with the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So that's when, if you're on a cul-de-sac 60 feet, you need to have at least 60 feet of frontage. So that, I think that need the split needs to be before then.
Yeah.
Maybe reduced if. And then we can word that.
Yeah.
We can word that so it says the same thing, but that it splits it so that 60 feet is still tied to this cul-de-sac. But I think that the idea is there.
You just have to move the maybe reduced when the lot fronts on a cul-de-sac or curve to not less than 60 feet, and then.
Yeah. So that 60 feet will just be with that paragraph, because on a common drive and on a flag lot,
one of the lots is
it's 20 feet. So that's the width of the drive.
I didn't catch that.
So that's a good call. So we'll reword that.
So we need to, but this, we got a recommendation, right, on that. So do we need to reword that tonight?
I think
recommend it with the changes that
yeah.
we discussed.
Yeah, you can just recommend it with changes.
Okay.
And we'll have those changes ready to go before the City Council in July.
Any other discussion on that? Got a motion?
Again. Somebody else is here.
You need your paper back.
All right, I'll do it. I move that we recommend to City Council the code changes as discussed this evening. Let's see, I'm on the wrong page here. Code changes in 10.4B5 regarding access requirements to R1 15,000 zone to the City Council for approval and adoption with the changes discussed this evening.
Chandler, is it B or D? The agenda item says it's 4D.
It's 4B. That's a typo. B is the R1 15,000 zone. D is the... Did you say D in your motion?
No, I said B.
B as in boy?
Yeah.
It is actually B as in boy. D is for the H1 zone. That's my bad. I typed the wrong letter there.
But it's important to note that apparently it was noticed to the
residents. It was noticed as the B. So it was noticed as the correct zone. So the part we needed to get right, we did.
Go second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next item. Review and recommendation of amendment to City Code Title 10, Chapter 5, related to development and setbacks.
Any of you that have had the chance to read 10.5.29 know that it discusses decks, porches, patios, pergolas, awnings, hot tubs, and similar structures. And it goes on to address swing sets, slides, and trampolines. If you've read the code, there's no language actually discussing anything or regulations for any of the recreational equipment, which is under similar structures. So what we're proposing to do, that we're going to be working on this code quite a bit because there's some discrepancy between the building department and the zoning department on interpretations of this, how it relates to can a deck be built into it past a setback area, can it be attached to the house. So this is still a work in progress, this code, but for the time being, what we're proposing is to just remove the items that are not like the others. So we're proposing to take out the recreational equipment. So if you look at the proposed code change, the only code change is in that first structures permitted in A. We'd remove recreational equipment such as swing sets, slides, and trampolines because there's no actual code in this section that addresses anything regarding recreational equipment.
You have hot tubs crossed out as well.
Oh, and hot tubs, excuse me. Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Questions?
So this will come back to the Planning Commission, I imagine probably next month or the month after, with some further changes. We're just kind of doing some housekeeping items right now.
Do we need to recommend this to the Planning or to the Council?
Yes.
So is the intention that these items, the recreational equipment and the hot tubs, will come back in a separate section?
Possibly. Because right now, the building permits that we get, so for example, we just kind of had long discussions about an awning that was attached to, almost it reconfigured the rafters of a home, and it projected out past the setback area into the backyard for this awning or patio area, covered patio. And the code in this section allows that, but the building code, the International Residential Building Code of 2012, which the city uses, there was some hang-ups there. So the conclusion was that based on our code language, setback is defined from foundation wall, not foundation pier or point. So there just needs to be some housekeeping items. And when we're going through this, as I'm looking at it, and I see swing set slides and trampolines, these just aren't like awnings, patios, pergolas. So we're taking this out for right now. And we'll come back with either its own section if we need it. I don't know that it's needed at this point. I'll probably go look at, see what some other cities are doing with that, if anything, and address it then.
But the change that you're suggesting tonight does not mean those other items are not permitted. It's just saying they're not part of this.
It's not that they're not permitted. It's just that they're still permitted. They're just not, this isn't where they go.
Right.
Yeah.
Should hot tub be removed from the title if we're going to take it out of the section?
I'm going back and forth on even if I want to take hot tub out. Because that's one that
I mean, don't you have to pull an electrical permit for a hot tub anyways?
Probably not from the city, though. It could be with you guys. I mean, hot tub is more similar in nature to these other items than a swing set. So I've kind of oscillated back and forth whether I wanted to leave hot tub in or take hot tub out. And you can see my confusion here. I've left hot tub in one spot and taken it out in another.
I think that's subject to the electric code.
It is, yeah.
And so and potentially.
They could also be attached to
the plumbing code or the
some water lines. Yeah.
Code for what plumbing as well. So there may be some. That's more along the lines of something that would be regulated versus
yes, it would.
Set, which yeah. may be.
And this is exactly where I went back and forth, that this may not be the best place for this code, but nonetheless, like I think it would probably be served better if it were with the swimming pool code. But it nonetheless, it is here, so maybe for the time being, we leave it here.
There's a swimming pool code.
There's some regulations on swimming pool, yeah.
We've never been to that one.
The residential code is part of our code as well, though, right?
The city just adopts IRC 2012, I think, is the last one mm-hmm. we adopted, so we treat it like code. Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to think this through. You kind of have and similar structures, which is kind of a open-ended, but I see how hot tubs is different than swing set slides and trampolines, but I also see how it's different from the porches, patios, pergolas,
right.
awnings.
Right.
And so I'm not sure that belongs.
Hey, I agree that it probably doesn't belong here, but I would hate to, this is where I went back and forth, is I would hate to take it out and not have it put somewhere else for the time being. So I think maybe the best practice may be to leave it where it is and readdress that. But as far as structures are concerned, I don't know that a slide or a swing set qualifies as a structure.
I guess it depends on who built it.
I get that's true. I mean, the slide swing set I had when I was a kid wouldn't have been a structure, but I guess some of the ones that people have now could be. So.
And a trampoline, you may be digging into the
ground. But then you would need an excavation permit. Right. So. You would still call Blue Stakes, and there would still be some regulations that aren't even in this code that you'd still have to follow. So.
Well, I like the idea of leaving hot tubs in there for tonight, okay. And maybe when we come back in a month or whenever it is,
yeah.
Maybe you address that. If we are going to pull it out here, maybe by then you'll have an idea of where it ought to go.
Yeah.
So we don't lose it in the shuffle.
Yeah.
It's still regulated if we feel that's important. And I think that's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
I would agree. On the swing set slides and trampolines, I've been with the city for 5-6 years, and I've never had an issue with the swing set trampoline. So I don't know that that's a pressing issue. We have had discussions about hot tubs, but usually they're in conjunction with where they're going to put them adjacent to a pool. So that's why I think that might be a better spot for it.
I think so too.
Did you find it?
No. I don't know where it is. I've never run into that one.
It might be just under the definitions.
Maybe.
I'd have to go find it. I don't look at that one too often.
It doesn't come up in our neighborhood much.
So the one thought that I have on this is that, you know, when we're talking down this number 3, so part 1 here, structures located entirely at the ground level should be permitted to be located no closer than 1 foot of the property line. So you may have people trying to put trampolines and or swing sets or whatever right up against the property line, which could cause problems.
So let's say that they get a trampoline and they want to put a trampoline, underground trampoline, right next to their property line. They'd get an excavation permit. At that point, we'd see where they're digging, and we'd tell them, no, you can't. You have to be outside of this public utility easement. It's typically what we'd tell them. Otherwise, it's a trampoline, and they can just pull it a foot. I mean,
right.
So either way with the trampoline. Swing set, slides. If you have a fence, you probably don't want to put a swing set right next to it. Kids hit it.
That's just my thought.
Okay.
Maybe people might have used that.
But I don't know that I've ever seen a permit come in for a swing set or a slide or a site plan or anything like that. So I still don't believe that this is the right place for this code.
Any other questions? Discussion? Motion?
Oh, we're going to leave hot tubs in, right?
I think
we should. Hot tubs in. So we can figure out where they go.
I think I'd be prudent.
I make a motion that the item review recommendation on amendments to City Code Title 10, Chapter 5, related to development and setbacks, that the City Code 10-5-29 addresses decks, porches, patios, pergolas, awnings, hot tubs, and similar structures included in this section as recreational equipment such as swing slides and trampolines. It is proposed that in an effort to begin cleaning up this section of the code, the language related to recreational equipment be removed. As written, the code regulated the construction of awnings, decks, and a side yard and rear yard setbacks. There are no provisions in this code related to the installation of recreational equipment. And move that these changes be accepted with the exception of hot tubs, which will remain until it's addressed in the code at a later date.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, next item. Proposed subdivision lot, 9064 North Canyon Road.
This is a gentleman that wanted to do a flag lot in the R115,000 zone. You can see his lot. He's down there on the end of town, on the south end of town. I was hoping he'd be here tonight, but he's... Unfortunately not. His name's Emil Emilson. He wants to put a flag lot behind his property there. And right now, this is just a discussion item because as it stands, the code doesn't technically permit this right now. So it's going to – I just wanted this body to see this design, get some feedback, what your thoughts were. This is still in the concept phase. I've met with him a number of times on where to put the building, how the building should face, making sure that he has enough space in both sides. This, like you can see, this is just a snapshot from the Utah County website with some handwriting on it. In order for him to get final approval, which would be a ways away, it would still need to be engineered and get an actual subdivision drawn up. With all of the public improvements as well. So are there any questions on this?
Now, have you talked to him about the setback stuff? Because, I mean, it'd be kind of good for him to throw a building envelope on there, you know.
Yeah, we have talked because...
It's going to really limit where...
We talked about where the building needs to face. The building actually still needs to face Canyon Road because that's the frontage.
Right.
And then he's got to be, I believe, his... current house has to sit 25 feet from the lot line in the back, and then the next house needs to sit, I believe it's 30 feet from the adjacent. I'd have to look at the code.
Not a very big house.
It's not a very big house. So during the preliminary phases, as we're moving in that direction, we'll need to see a building envelope to make sure that the building envelope allows for the right size of structure, because there are requirements that homes be a certain square footage on the main floor, so that will still need to be met.
The 36 feet is the frontage on Canyon Road there, is that right?
I believe so, and that's something we still need to check on. A driveway can be 20 feet, so it kind of depends on how he does his curb cut there. If it's 20 feet of curb cut and then 16 feet of acceleration, deceleration, I don't know what he's going to plan there. But one thing is that on these flag lots, the stem, or the pole, doesn't go into the 15,000 calculation. He has to have 15,000 square feet back there on the main lot.
Right.
So it's 15,000 excluding the approach. So these are all things that we'll need to work out as we move towards. And like I said, this is just a discussion. I just wanted you to see this because I've been meeting with him on occasion to talk about it. But these would be the types of things that would come to this body.
Would they have to get permission to have that curb cut in?
Right now, there's not a curb.
Oh.
It's
can they add a drive without
gravel?
Because is that UDOT still?
Well, right now they actually have a drive there. Their drive, if you drive by there, it goes on this side and then circles the back of the house and comes out the front onto Canyon Road or onto Canyon Heights Drive. So there's already two approaches there.
So they just use
they would just split it off and use that current drive. So it already is a drive there.
So is that a common drive then?
No. No, in this case, it would be a flag lot because they would have it would be serving one property because otherwise the common drive would be split between. There's a number of things, but the common drive would, if they left it as is, the common drive wraps around and he has to have landscaping, but the way it would be that the whole frontage of the house would be asphalt or road base. So he would need to landscape part of it. So there's these types of things that we're working out with him that he would have to make some major changes to the lot. So can you see an aerial image where he's got that drive that wraps around the house? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an odd-shaped house. I'm not familiar enough. Is it fairly flat?
No, it slopes up. It slopes up so the house behind would be set higher than the house in front.
We're not hillside, so.
It's not hillside zone.
So it's developed.
It's not that steep. It's upward sloping, but it's not anything you'll see like out here.
So he's not going to be further restricted because of topography.
I don't believe so, no.
Chandler, one thing I'm noticing here, I'm looking at the Google Maps image of it, and I do see that there are the, looks like some high voltage power lines that clip over.
We've talked about that as well, because Rocky Mountain Power usually has a height restriction under power lines and some setback requirements. So one thing the last meeting I had with him, he was instructed to go to Rocky Mountain Power and get documentation on what their limitations are for those power lines, whether it's height or building away from their power lines. So if you drive
both.
It's both?
I think so.
Okay, so I just wanted him to get some written documentation from Rocky Mountain Power stating what their requirements are. Just because as a city, we don't, in these kind of cases, we enforce them, but we don't come up with the rule. We don't set those, but we do get them to go to Rocky Mountain Power. So if you look at these power lines behind the city building on Bay Hill, you can see that there's shorter homes, but they're set underneath the power lines. I believe it's like 35 feet or 40 feet. So there are some homes built under power lines, but typically we don't prefer to see that. But if Rocky Mountain Power is going to let him, then he needs to get that documentation through RMP.
That driveway is a little bit different than you were saying. It doesn't go onto Canyon Heights.
It comes down right where Canyon Heights merges, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they both drives come off.
Oh, do they come off the same one?
They both come off of Canyon Road.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they're just right adjacent to each other. So yeah.
So you'd have your flag drive on one side, and then just leave the existing drive on the other side.
That's right. I was wrong. Sorry.
Is it? But so I guess if you're not adding drives, that's UDOT Road still, isn't it?
No, it's County Road.
Does that make it easier or harder to get?
That's a good question. I haven't had to get a permit yet, so that's something he'd have. That's, once again, this is something that, as we move towards the preliminary phase, and we're not voting on this.
I think
this
area have two existing drives, though, that shouldn't be a problem.
To move one. This is something we would have to work out with Rocky or with the Utah County, and typically they have a very hands-off approach, unlike the state. You don't do that.
I know what you're
saying.
Okay. Any other questions on that item? He's got some creative drawings to do.
Should have seen the first iteration.
Did you get out your engineer scale and the whole nine yards?
There's a lot of chicken scratch on it. I kept it.
Okay.
So
any other items? Or not? You got anything else, Chandler?
That's it. I think we just set a record.
Take a motion to adjourn if no one has anything else.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Adjourned. Thank you for coming.